If we hope to end this crisis, we must end the culture of anything goes that helped create it. And this change must begin in Washington.
Washington is where we begin this morning on The Takeaway. President-elect Barack Obama did not wait for Inauguration Day to make a major policy speech on his economic program and to urge Americans that the urgency of the economic situation demands fast action in Congress. We're going to discuss the Barack Obama speech and the likelihood that Congress is capable of acting with the kind of dispatch that the president-elect called for yesterday with two analysts, one inside the Beltway and one on Main Street. You already heard from our Main Street analyst. Jamie Jones is a reporter for the Dalton, Georgia Daily Citizen from the carpet capital of the world that's very much hurting down there in Dalton, Georgia. Jamie, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to bring in Maya McGinnis, who's the director of the New America Foundation's Fiscal Policy Program and president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. She joins us from her home in Maryland, near, if not inside, the Beltway. Maya, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
If you're talking about a responsible federal budget and looking at the kinds of promises Barack Obama has made and the sort of programmatic spending that he's talking about here, it's got to make you a little bit worried, yes?
Well, a responsible federal budget isn't something that we've seen any time recently, I'm afraid, and it doesn't look like it's something we're going to see in the immediate future. To the president-elect's credit, he's saying all the right things. He's kind of recognizing the twin challenge we have of you have to spend a lot of money now to help deal with the economy, but we quickly have to turn around and pay for all that borrowing as soon as the economy has righted itself. But we haven't heard any specifics yet about how we're actually going to get the budget back in balance once the economy's on track. And that's where the real sacrifice is going to take place, not in spending $1 trillion for stimulus. That's the kind of thing politicians like to do. It's paying for it where it's really going to get tough, and that's the part I'm most focused on. How are they going to do that?
Are you worried that Americans are going to end up paying for this in the form of inflation in maybe the last year or two of Barack Obama's first term?
Well, there's some real economic risks if we do this stimulus package wrong, and that is that, one, we overstimulate. And that, I think, would happen more for political reasons. It may end up that to get everybody on board, this package grows to larger than it actually should be. And we have so much stimulus in the pipeline, including what's been put in there from the Federal Reserve, that once the economy starts to recover, it goes gangbusters and we see inflation. The other risk, of course, is that we're borrowing so much that, and much of that is from overseas, that the cost of that borrowing is going to go up when our lenders start to say, we're going to make you pay more if you want to borrow our dollars. That means our interest rates go up. That hurts homeowners and people who are trying to borrow, and that could potentially hurt the economic recovery.
You know, Barack Obama has talked a lot about upgrading infrastructure in America, putting people to work on jobs that need to get done. I mean, I spend a lot of time in Washington, and I go down there a fair amount. I mean, the infrastructure in Washington is pretty darn good. You got a great subway. You got some fabulous roads, even if they are clogged at rush hour. You've got a great health care system, if you want to talk about the federal health care system. If that was extended throughout, that kind of spending was extended throughout the United States, places like Denver and Phoenix and San Francisco, would that be an irresponsible use of money?
No. A lot of the things that we're talking about as part of the stimulus package, infrastructure and other kinds of investments, are definitely responsible, huge caveat, if done right. And that's really the hard part of this. Nobody would say that this country doesn't face a crumbling infrastructure. We really do. We've underinvested for years and overconsumed. The worry for me is the stimulus bill, sort of the crisis bill, the right vehicle to make all these much-needed changes? Listen, we have a ton of investments we have to face up to. Infrastructure, education, I think we need to be doing a lot more, certainly in early education, other kinds of research. But do you want to figure out how best to do that? Because we're talking about a lot of money, hundreds of billions of dollars, in a matter of weeks, which is what we have now. Or I would say that's probably something that needs to be done more thoughtfully as part of kind of an overhaul to our budget, and that the stimulus package needs to focus solely on what can be done quickly,
right,
what can be done targeted, and what will help the economy.
Well, let's talk quick and targeted with Jamie Jones, reporter for the Dalton, Georgia Daily Citizen. Down there in the carpet capital of the world, where installers and manufacturers are hurting, when you hear Barack Obama talk about photovoltaic cells and solar panels as a new industrial kind of renaissance. Are all the carpet workers ready to do that sort of thing, listening to Barack Obama yesterday?
Well, if it will put them to work, I'm sure they're ready to do it. A lot of people in the carpet industry have already started to do some of these kind of different modes of thinking, especially, trying to get green, save energy, which cuts down on the cost and things like that.
And what sort of broad manufacturing investments in a place like Dalton could really work with the existing workforce and actually help to bring your unemployment rate down below 10%?
Well, there's been such a kind of a downturn in consumers' taste towards actual carpets. You don't see many people putting in a shag that they used to. Most consumers have turned to, the harder, the woods, the ceramics, the laminate, the tile. And the industry's tried to diversify and move into that realm. But I think if the industry really took more steps to diversify, I really think that it can make some changes around these parts.
You know, there's a lot of bitterness down in your neck of the woods from what happened to the textile industry back in the 1970s, and it appeared that the federal government just sort of watched that go away. Is there a lot of cynicism about the new administration's ability to actually reach into places like Dalton and make change?
I think any time there's a new administration, people are going to be very wary about what it can do, especially in such a Republican-heavy area of the state as us. I think in Dalton, McCain won 70-30 over Obama. So I think a lot of people are just taking more of a wait-and-see approach to see what he can do in this, referendum of change that he's promised.
You got any shovel-ready projects down there in Dalton that you'd want to notify Barack Obama about?
Well, I just hope he gets the college football national championship playoff picture, fixed. But
your priorities straight there, Jamie, that's for sure. But you were mentioning at the top of the hour there have been layoffs in your newsroom. I mean, the health of the newspaper there in Dalton is one economic indicator of the broader community. How many layoffs have you had?
We haven't had any layoffs in months. We're just kind of dealing with reduced staff like a lot of different newspapers across the country.
So you're just dealing with the downturn that all newspapers are dealing with?
Oh, yes, sir.
Right. All right. So, Maya, if Barack Obama were to go to Congress and begin actually implementing this stimulus package, it appears that the first thing is going to be tax cuts because that reflects a bipartisan consensus. Do you think that's a good way of approaching this?
I do. I think that actually the best way of approaching this, because we're going to have a stimulus package that's going to last some time, over 2 years, which is much longer than the normal stimulus package, because this recession is both much deeper and much longer than the typical recession. I think the way we should handle this is start initially with kind of the typical things that we do during recessions. Tax cuts or tax rebates, focus on food stamps, unemployment, maybe some help for businesses that are losing money, and the things that we know how to do, and actually buy ourselves some time to figure out how best to spend money on these so-called transformational items, more spending on infrastructure and investment in areas that have been underinvested in the economy. But if we try to throw money at those problems, we're going to end up wasting a lot of it. I do think that the new administration is really emphasizing this. In the speech yesterday, the president-elect said that they are not going to spend as usual. And it's very reassuring that kind of the problems I'm worried about, how do you spend this money quickly but smartly, seem to be at the top of their mind. So I'm kind of encouraged about how they're approaching it. I do think once you bring Congress into the mix, you have so many different people and you have so many lobbyists fighting for this money that it starts to get politicized, and that's when it becomes more difficult. But, yeah, I think starting with the things that we know how to do, like tax cuts and helping people who've been laid off in this recession and really need help and will spend the money is the right place to start.
That would argue, Jamie Jones, for an increase or an extension of unemployment benefits for people like your dad who are in the carpet industry, right?
That would be nice. In November of last year, our initial unemployment claims were up 147% over November 2007. Yeah, so it's really tough times here in North Georgia.
And any sense that Barack Obama is reaching out to your community that maybe would warm that wait and see attitude?
I don't think so. I mean, he was in Hawaii for 12 days, so we didn't hear much from him. So I don't think people have too much, confidence in him right now. But maybe that'll change, after he's inaugurated.
Ouch. Jamie Jones, reporter for the Dalton, Georgia Daily Citizen, taking the pulse of Main Street in the carpet capital of the world. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
And Maya McGinnis is director of the New America Foundation's Fiscal Policy Program and president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, watching all this from inside the Beltway. Thank you, Maya.
Nice to talk with you.
Stimulus package. Depends on what Main Street you're on.